I'm Joel McHale, and you're watching Life Minute TV right now.
He's an actor, comedian, and host of the new food show, Crime Scene Kitchen. We caught up with him in L.A. this week while promoting his latest role, Chief Happy Hour Officer for the beverage brand Q-Mixers.
It's called Crime Scene Kitchen. It's on Fox after MasterChef. It's a baking show. It's a competition. And the bakers get 2 minutes to explore the crime scene kitchen. And there's evidence in there of something that has been baked. And there's just tiny little clues like a fork with some fondant on it or some cocoa powder or maybe a little flour and yeast or something. They have to figure out what that is and they have to recreate that dessert while working over 4 dead bodies. I'm kidding. There's no dead bodies. Then we eat those desserts that they make and then we judge them and then we reveal what the crime scene dessert actually was. And who's ever closest gets to move on and they could win $100,000. My movie Happily has just come out on DVD, you know, which means it's on video on demand and all that. And then I'll be doing more Stargirl this year. They're just about to release the second season. So there's that. And then I'm doing a couple of movies, which I will not tell you about.
And if that wasn't enough, he's just added expert bartender to his lengthy resume.
So if you've ever had like a gin and tonic and the tonic goes flat, which happens a lot, as you know, that's the worst thing that's ever happened on this planet, and it's not worth it to drink it. It really isn't. That's why Jordan at Q-Mixers, he created the company when he had a flat gin and tonic, and he said, never again. And so that's why he created these small cans. They're hypercarbonated, very flavorful, very spicy ginger beer. This is an American mule, not Moscow mule, because, you know, we're close to 4th of July. You put some vodka in there, some lime, you hit it with the ginger beer, maybe 2 to 4 ounces, and that will tickle your nose the entire drink because a good mixer is so good, a bad mixer, not worth it. So why ruin perfectly good booze? So start with good ingredients and believe me, you will be happy. Because of the pandemic, I was just doing happy hour with my wife and kids. They're 16 and 13, so they're having, you know, virgin versions of the drink. But yeah, I mean, I think for this 4th of July, it's probably we're gonna have a big, huge party. And I live in Southern California, so that's not a big problem if you have fireworks. I'll find a way. But who do I like to hang out with? I don't know. Usually Johnny Depp and Charlize Theron. They don't know it. I like to have Seth Green over. He's a big fan of mine. Just me and Seth hanging out.
So how does this busy husband and dad of two manage it all?
I just ignore my family and I never see them. It's not balanced. No, it's very busy. And the pandemic was so weird because I was home so much and I canceled all my stand-up stuff. But now it's starting back up again. So the balance is hard to maintain. So what I do is I don't have any hobbies. I just hang out with my kids as much as I can. And I throw a baseball at one of them and hopefully he catches it. My kids thought I was cool about 5 years ago before they were teenagers. Now, there's nothing I can do to be cool. They make fun of me constantly. I'll tell my 13-year-old to be like, I love you, and he's like, okay. And that's always great. And then they'll watch Community and tell, they'll be like, hey, that was really funny, Dad, except for your acting. That always goes over. Yeah, so yeah, no, I think if you think your dad is super cool, something is probably wrong.
So we are Life Minute, so we had to know, what's the key to life success for this funny man?
What I've learned is that you don't necessarily have to be the most talented person, you just have to work the hardest. So just work really hard, you'll see, it will pay off. And then enjoy your downtime.
To see more of this interview, visit our website, lifeminute.tv.